This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour. The coronavirus has killed 200,000 and infected 6.5 million people in the U.S. But amid those statistics, there are the 2.5 million Americans who have recovered from the disease.
We're survivors. I thank God for it. And that's all I can say.
We hear from three of those survivors about what it was like to have COVID-19, why getting better is an ongoing process, and why it affects people so differently.
Your personal experience is so vastly different than mine, than to yours, than to anyone else's.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the day's other news, the state of Florida extended voter registration until this evening after its online system crashed on Monday. It happened hours before the original deadline, and it may have stopped thousands of people from signing up. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said the system was overwhelmed.
If 500,000 people descend at the same time, I mean, it creates a bottleneck, and that's what we see. So there were people who would go, it couldn't get through, and then they would try again, and they would get through. But it obviously wasn't smooth because you had so much traffic.
Meanwhile, top U.S. national security officials offered new assurances about the November election's integrity. In a video message, the heads of the FBI, the National Security Agency, and others insisted all votes will be safeguarded. President Trump has repeatedly claimed that mail-in votes especially cannot be trusted. Hurricane Delta has grown into a potentially disastrous Category 4 storm overnight, with sustained winds at 145 miles an hour. It is bearing down on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula before swinging north to strike the U.S. Gulf Coast by Friday. On Yucatan today, heavy winds and rain battered Cancun and other resort areas. Another storm struck the region last weekend, killing 6 people. In Texas, a white police officer has been charged with murder in the killing of a black man in Wolf City, north of Dallas. The Texas Rangers say that Jonathan Price was shot as he walked away after a reported fight at a convenience store. The statement says that Officer Sean Lucas first used a stun gun on Price and then opened fire. Russian dissident Alexei Navalny charged today that the Kremlin had him poisoned to head off losses in next year's parliamentary elections. Doctors have said that he tested positive for the Soviet-era nerve agent Novichok. Today, Navalny made his first video appearance since leaving a hospital in Germany. He pointed at Russian intelligence.
The assassins that use chemical weapons are specially trained people. It couldn't just be a rogue oligarch or corrupt official, because the combination of Novichok, people with access to it, and knowing how to use it is about 5 people in the intelligence service.
Meanwhile, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, which is a global watchdog group, confirmed that it was a nerve agent attack. Russia has denied any involvement. In Kyrgyzstan, election officials today voided Sunday's parliamentary election results that favored pro-government parties. Mass protests had erupted in the capital, Bishkek, and other cities in the Central Asian state. Smoke bellowed from Bishkek's central government building this morning after protesters stormed in. Hundreds were injured in clashes with police. 3 scientists have won this year's Nobel Prize for Physics for their work on black holes. Briton Roger Penrose, German Reinhard Genzel, and American Andrea Ghez were honored today. It's believed that black holes are tied to the creation of galaxies and that they swallow light and even time. But Ghez says that much about them remains a mystery.
Because they're so hard to understand is what makes them so appealing. This idea that there are objects where that represent the breakdown of our understanding of the physical world, and where you get this mixing of space and time.
Congratulations to those 3. Ghez is just the 4th woman to be awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics. Democrats on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee call today for curbing big tech companies. A 450-page report found Amazon, Google, Facebook, and Apple have abused their market dominance by charging excessive fees and extracting valuable data from users. Recommendations include forcing the firms to divest the related businesses. Also today, Facebook announced a ban on groups that promote QAnon. That is the conspiracy theory claiming that there is a child trafficking ring run by celebrities and so-called deep state officials. QAnon portrays President Trump as doing battle with the conspiracy. On Wall Street, a rally turned into a rout after President Trump halted economic stimulus talks with Democrats. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had been up 200 points, but ended by losing 375 points to close at 27,772. The Nasdaq fell 177 points, and the S&P 500 slipped 47. And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Eddie Van Halen has died after a battle with throat cancer. He was an acclaimed guitarist, and starting in 1978, his band Van Halen scored a long list of hits, including the classic Jump, with David Lee Roth singing. Eddie Van Halen was 65 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, dreams on hold. Those looking to become new U.S. citizens are stalled in the pandemic. COVID-19 continues to cause a surge in the need for food assistance. And legendary naturalist David Attenborough provides a grim assessment of the climate crisis.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.